Our scripture reading this morning is Isaiah 5, verses 1 through 17. This is found on page 724 if you're using a pew Bible. Isaiah, known as the great evangelical prophet in the Old Testament, here we come to chapter 5, and it is what seems to be a love song, but they are not the usual lyrics you might find in such a song. There is rebuke. Certainly the Lord loves his church, and yet there is rebuke for the wicked and the wickedness that goes on in it. And as you look down, it's clear that the Lord is the owner of the vineyard. He's talking about his people in verse 7. You see even a clear problem that is there of the people playing their lyre and harp and tambourine and flute and wine at their feast, but they do not regard the deeds of the Lord or see the work of his hands. They've forgotten about the Lord altogether, and the Lord is pronouncing judgment upon that. He's pronouncing these woes. And we certainly think of the Lord Jesus Christ as he went through and is cursing trees and bringing up similar imagery and showing the same thing. And the Lord, as is said here, he expected to find fruit, and there was none. And there's pronouncement of woe and judgment on that. You know, as a reminder for us as we come, the Lord does expect fruit. It is a call for us to humility, as we'll find in the latter portion of this. Jesus is the vine. We're to abide in him. We produce fruit only through him and by the Holy Spirit. It's produced in us. And so it is a call for us to certainly humble ourselves, to trust in the Lord Jesus, to abide in him, that he might work in us and produce much fruit in us. Well, with that in mind, let's give our attention to the reading of God's holy word. Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it, and he looked for it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I looked for it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and briars and thorns shall grow up. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant planting. And he looked for justice, but behold, bloodshed. For righteousness, but behold, an outcry. Woe to those who join house to house, who add field to field until there is no more room, and you are made to dwell alone in the midst of the land. The Lord of hosts has sworn in my hearing, surely many houses shall be desolate, large and beautiful houses without inhabitant. For 10 acres of vineyard shall yield but one bath, and a homer of seed shall yield but an ephah. Woe to those who rise early in the morning, that they may run after strong drink, who tarry late into the evening as wine inflames them. They have lyre and harp, tambourine and flute and wine at their feasts, but they do not regard the deeds of the Lord or see the work of his hands. Therefore, my people go into exile for lack of knowledge. Their honored men go hungry. Their multitude is parched with thirst. Therefore, Sheol has enlarged its appetite and opened its mouth beyond measure, and the nobility of Jerusalem and her multitude will go down, her revelers and he who exults in her. Man is humbled, and each one is brought low, and the eyes of the haughty are brought low. But the Lord of hosts is exalted in justice, and the holy God shows himself holy in righteousness. Then shall the lambs graze as in their pasture, and nomads shall eat the ruins of the rich. May God be praised for the reading and hearing of his holy, inerrant, infallible word.